Al Roker coming up in just a few minutes. He's having a ball in Detroit from what we can see, and he's going to end up at American Coney Island, Grace's place. We've talked to Grace over the years, and she's such a smart and good promoter. What's amazing to me, Sean, is that she can get him to come to American Coney Island and not say anything, apparently, about Lafayette, which is attached to her building. And they're both very popular in Detroit.
Oh, you can't fail with either one, Paul.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
But one's going to feel left out when the two that he's talking about are American Coney Island and CMO, Chili Mustard Onions. But be that as it may, that's coming up at 8:49. Right now, we welcome Alexis Madison, the co-founder of Milk and Froth, an artisanal ice cream shop offering classic dairy and vegan ice creams made from scratch in small batches. Alexis, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks. How are you today?
I am excellent. I'd be a little better if we had some of your ice cream in front of us.
Oh, yeah, man. I wish I could have gotten some over to you. That'd be great.
That's one of the harder things to get to people from place to place.
It's a little tough.
I want to know about this company you launched in 2018 and what has been extra special about you, what makes you stand out, what your mission might be.
Yeah, absolutely. And so folks that don't know, we're an ice cream company, of course, based in Detroit. We make all of our stuff totally from scratch in our production kitchen in Eastern Market. We're actually a part of their accelerator program. And then we've got a shop downtown. We've got a food truck. And we have more recently been working to grow our wholesale business and getting pints into quite a few local grocery stores. And so what makes us, I'll say, special is that we really do make everything fully from scratch, which is actually so much less common than you would actually think nowadays. You know, most people are using an ice cream mix, which makes things a lot easier. You know, that's probably like 99% of folks are doing that. But what that means is that, you know, it comes along with all of the ice creams having the same amount of sugar and the same amount of fat. And the flavor, oftentimes, if you're ready to taste at that sort of mature level, you can sort of taste that all of those ice creams are about the same in some ways. And so, you know, we're making everything fully from scratch into spec according to whatever flavor that we're wanting to create. And so, you know, for us, our butter pecan might have a little bit more butter fat and our honeycomb may be a little bit sweeter and be a custard base and have eggs, whereas another may be more of a what they call a Philadelphia style where there are no eggs. And so we're really creating every flavor the way that we think it is best highlighted.
You will proudly go toe-to-toe with anyone else saying you've got some of the best ice cream in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I never heard of this Philadelphia style with no eggs. I who knew?
Yeah. And that's probably most of what you'll have nowadays. But that's the technical term, I guess.
And as you point out, we're speaking with Alexis Madison, co-founder of Milk and Froth Eastern Market. Everything made from scratch in the production kitchen in Eastern Market and free of pre-manufactured mixes, artificial flavors and colors and chemical stabilizers that, frankly, have become kind of, well, ubiquitous in the ice cream industry. You don't have any of that junk.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that stuff, although it does make a product, of course, less, you know, temperature sensitive, more stable, getting to and from grocery stores into your home, but it also dampens the flavor a bit and isn't the best for our bodies. You know, people's at-home freezers are super strong and quality these days enough to handle, you know, a more simple product that truly is just milk, cream, eggs, and sugar, and you know, store that for quite a while. So, you know, we think that there's still room for the other stuff in the market. Of course, a lot of people are just used to that and love the price point. But there's also room for, you know, advancement in this area. And a lot of people prefer to maybe pay a slightly higher price point for, you know, I won't necessarily say higher quality, but, you know, certainly cleaner and simpler.
It's higher quality. There's nothing wrong with saying it. It's higher quality.
Yeah.
And people are willing to pay up now for higher quality, or so it would seem. Before we run out of time, tell me about the mobile milk and froth truck and how people can book it. If they've got an event or something and they want to book it, how they can be in touch to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually started as a food truck. So we've got a food truck. It is essentially a scoop shop on wheels. We do fresh waffle cones, which is great because that aroma spreads throughout the area that we're serving at. And we do fresh, hard-scooped ice cream on those waffle cones. And we book out for private events, but we also go to some larger public events. And you can reach out to hello@milkandfroth.com. Or there's a form on our website that you can fill out to ask us any questions about renting that.
All right, so it's hello@milkandfroth.com.
Yes.
Is it A-N-D, or do you spell it out or not?
Yes. Yep, you do.
hello@milkandfroth.com. And I have a feeling, though I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to, I have a feeling you're in for a real fine treat. The ice cream free of pre-manufactured mixes, artificial flavors and colors, all those chemical stabilizers that are in most ice cream everywhere now, not there in this. And so you launched in Detroit in 2018. You made it your mission to offer classic and original ice cream flavors, and it sounds like you have absolutely accomplished that and more.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll have to come by for some.
Where do I come by to?
We've got a shop downtown in the Buell Building.
In the Buell Building.
Yes.
And maybe make the call. Maybe go online to hello@milkandfroth.com to set up one of your milk and froth trucks to have a party of some sort. We'll see. We'll figure it out. But it's good to know you're there, and congratulations. Job well done, Alexis.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
Oh, it is our pleasure. As we continue on WJR.